is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
A very good late morning to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney High School. This is the first of two Girls Division IV sectional championship games here today. Jackson Center, Houston in game one, followed by Fort Loramie and Botkins. That game will tip off sometime between 1:30 and 2 o'clock. Jackson Center, Houston in our first tilt. It's an even Stephen Pick'em contest. Yes, Jackson Center won the two regular season meetings on December 1st and January 14th. The win on the 1st of December, Chuck, was Jackson Center's opening game of the year, the result of a late start due to the state championship run in volleyball. Yet Jackson Center opening late, defeated Houston by 12 at Houston. Wildcats had a few games under their belt. Jackson Center pumped in 6 3-pointers in that game. Cassie Meyer had 16 points. Cameron Elkert had 13 points off the bench, including 3 3-pointers in that game. Jenna Winter had 12. Macy Stang, 11 for Houston. That game was really never in doubt. Jackson Center led 30-14 at halftime. Then later, 6 weeks later, in fact, in a game at Jackson Center, Houston played the Tigers very even. It was a 31-29 game after three quarters. Jackson Center did win by 5, 44-39. Houston scored 39 in both games. Jackson Center outpointed Houston from three-point territory in the two games, 11 threes to 5. Kara Meyer for Houston is available to play. She has been cleared after suffering a bump on the head earlier in the sectional tournament. We expect a heck of a game here today, Chuck. Should be tightly played, not decided to the last two or three possessions.
Well, both teams know each other very well. Both coaches know what the other one's going to try to do, and it comes down to execution. Because you're not going to change your game plan a lot at this point in the season. You're going to continue to do what you do best and hope it's good enough to beat the team you're playing. I look at Jackson Center, and you look at Cassie Meyer. She really has to have a game today. She's not really lit it up here in the tournament in the first two games, but she has the ability to score in the 15-16 range. And another one that they really need to play well today is Nicole Fote.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the ledger, and let's talk about Peyton Esser. She has just been a demon out there, and she has become not just the ball handler and a good defender, she's become an offensive threat.
Yes.
And if she continues that, they're going to be tough to beat. On the other side, you just have to look at Jenna Winter and Macy Stang. Those two young ladies have the ability to put 20 on you at any point in any game. And those two, if they have good games today, it's going to make it so they're a tough out here.
Yeah, Jenna scored 12 and 11, or I should say 12 and 15 in the two games against Jackson Center in the regular season. Macy scored 11 and 10. She's probably got to exceed those two numbers in this game today. The nemesis for Houston, for the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, has been Cassie Meyer. 32 points, 16 in each game against Houston in the regular season. And as you said, Peyton Esser is playing so well. The first two games between these two teams really not reflective at all of how well Peyton Esser, the senior point guard, is performing at this point in time for Jackson Center.
Now that gives them another offensive threat that they didn't have earlier in the season.
Yep.
And boy, when your point guard can go to the basket like she's been and score, it just makes you almost unstoppable.
Exactly. Jackson Center with an overall mark of 17-7, finishing 8-4 in the Shelby County League. Houston Wildcats 11-13 on the year, 5-7 in the Shelby County League. Each team with a couple wins under their belt in tournament play. It's a pick'em game. It's going to be very difficult, I think, for Jackson Center to beat Houston three times in a row, although that can work in the favor of the team that's won twice, especially if Jackson Center gets off to a real good start.
That's the point I was going to make. If they get a good start, then Houston starts going, here we go again.
Yes.
But both teams, I said earlier, are both very, very well coached. They know what they want to do today, and if you execute better than the other team, then it really increases your chances. Rebounding, free throws, turnovers, that is absolutely the three things that in any basketball game usually give the outcome.
Sure. You expect the next game to get tougher for the winner here today, and the club that does come out on top here in this contest, starting at noon in just a few minutes, we'll take on the Tri-Village Newton winner next Saturday at Tippecanoe High School at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock in a district championship game, or I should say at 11 or 1, I have been told. That's probably the start time, 11 or 1, more than likely. The Fort Loramie Bodkins winner plays at 3 in a district championship game next Saturday. And, of course, the Tri-Village has been ranked in the top 4 or 5 in the state all year long in Division IV girls basketball. Newton's a strong opponent. That's going to be an interesting outcome today. Tri-Village and Newton, that winner takes on the team that triumphs here in Game 1, Jackson Center or Houston. Should be a fine game. I think three-point shooting will be a key. Jackson Center's held the advantage in that department in the two regular season meetings. The impression Kara Meyer makes on this game, rebounding from injury, might be significant too for Houston.
Well, she was missed against Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
And they put some pressure on, and they had more turnovers than they would like to have. And she is a streaky shooter. Boy, if they let her set her feet outside the arc, she can light you up. Macy Stang has been a second-half performer, at least in the games that I've seen her play this year. And she really needs to kind of come out of the gate with that same mindset that she's going to score early and often.
This Jackson Center team has now won 7 of 8, 4 in a row for the Lady Tigers. Houston has won 2 straight here in the tournament. Wildcats played a very difficult schedule. Almost defeated Fort Loramie, losing at the Redskins gym in overtime. Came close to handling Sydney at Houston. This Houston team, Chuck, is just 4 or 5 possessions away from being more like 14-10 or 15-9 than the 11-13 mark.
Well, Jenna Winter can play basketball against anybody, and she proved that when she went up against Hudson from Sydney.
Yep.
She doesn't back down, and if you allow her to catch the ball down on the block, you're in trouble. The only way she's going to get stopped is if she actually misses the shot, because you can't do anything about it once she gets it down there.
Nope. So many thanks to some new underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi and Primary Eye Care Associates, with locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. New location for Primary Eye Care in Fort Loramie, Ohio. No longer at 20 South Main. The new spot, 700 East Park. That's the corner of 705 and Dawson, right across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's the new location for Primary Eye Care Associates in Fort Loramie. Other locations, as I noted, in Jackson Center, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. They take care of the vision and eye health for a lifetime. For a lifetime. And they're on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Write that down, primaryeyecare.org. Outstanding physicians, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, 5 locations in the region. For an appointment, call the Sydney office for starters, 492-9197, 492-9197. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverage, evening and Saturday morning hours too at Primary Eye Care Associates. The Francis Schulte Company is well known by the building market because Francis Schulte is a superb distributor for many high-quality products such as Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, and Safeway Garage Doors and more. Starting lineups in the opening tip are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com for this game today between Jackson Center and Houston. American Architectural Glass, brand new location in Fort Loramie at 62 Elm Street. AAG Inc. had been located in Clayton, now in Fort Loramie, owned by Jason Meyer. New location, 62 Elm Street in Fort Loramie for American Architectural Glass. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear. Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, plus a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. And thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Evansville. Plus, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Jackson Center Lady Tigers starting five being introduced. Peyton Esther opens up at the point. Peyton is a 5'7" senior. She's joined by Pauline Meyer, also a 5'7" senior. Cassie Meyer wears number 40. She's averaging 10 points a game now, 5'11" and a junior. Nicole Fote in the starting five. She's at 12 points a game, 6 feet tall, a senior. Olivia Clark, 6'2", a sophomore in the post. Chuck talking about primary eye care associates, which takes care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. I think I'm already seeing the floor better. I'll tell you what, I'm having some struggles. I'm going to have to give them a call. Primary Eye Care Associates, a new underwriting sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com. Locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. Opening five for the Houston Wildcats is as follows. A big round of applause for Kara Meyer, who returns today, the 5'3 junior. Missed the last game. Suffered a knock on the head in the Rushi contest, game one of the tournament for Houston. Michaela Hensley, 5'5", a senior at guard. Jenna Winter in the middle, nearly 13 points a game, 7 rebounds. 6 feet tall, a senior. Sarah Monier, 5'10", a sophomore, opens up at a forward. Macy Stang at a wing. Macy at 12 points a game, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and a senior. Two very good head coaches, Chuck, who have developed these teams along the way, each team maturing, improving, playing their best basketball of the year. Scott Dosick, Jackson Center. Brad Allen, Houston.
Yeah, they're both outstanding coaches, and you can just tell by how much better these teams are now than they were at the beginning of the season.
Houston in the home white with red numerals, red piping down the sides of the shorts. Jackson Center in black, orange numbers outlined in white, and white tigers across the chest. Jackson Center takes the opening tip. It is Peyton Esser, top of the key, near side to Pauline Meyer. First of two sectional championship games here today from Sydney High School, girls division four. Winner advances to a district at 11-1 next Saturday against the Tri-Village Newton winner. Here's Jackson Center trying to skip the ball across the court, and Macy Stang intercepts. Stang up to Kara Meyer outside the arc and the right to Michaela Hensley. Straight away to Monier. 40 seconds gone, no score, not a shot taken yet. Here's Stang through the top of the key. Right side to Kara Meyer, who jacks up a three. It rolls off the iron, no good, almost went in. Rebound yanked down by Jackson Center. Esser romps to the top of the key. Long pass, left corner, Cassie Meyer. Into the lane to Nicole Foch. She's double-teamed. Got off a turnaround fadeaway from 10 feet out. Missed it, no good. Fine defense by Houston, which jerks down the rebound. Stang, forecourt right to Hensley. Hensley not guarded well, steps inside the arc, shoots an 18-footer short, rebound Clark of Jackson Center. 6:40 left in the first, no score. Peyton Esser up ahead to Cassie Meyer, left side of the floor. It goes to Pauline. Houston defending right now, Chuck, in
What man, a 1-2-2 zone.
I was going to say, it's a zone appearance. Yep. It's not a man.
Here's Nicole thrown in the paint. Jenna Winter blocks the awkward shot. Rebound, though, to Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer. She missed it from 10. Low on the right. What do we have? A tie-up? Nope. A foul against Houston. Is it in the act of shooting? It could have gone either way.
Oh, they're giving her two shots.
And Nicole Foote of Jackson Center is awarded a pair. That's a 50-50 call. The official was right on it. And he believed that Nicole Foote had started up with the motion to shoot the ball.
Well, he didn't hesitate. Nope. So, I mean, he saw what he saw, and that's what you live with and keep going.
Nicole got the rebound about shoulder high after the missed shot by Pauline Meyer. Nicole was on the block, low right side. Didn't appear to get the ball above her head, but the referee gave her the benefit of the doubt.
If you're going into some kind of a shooting motion, even if you don't get the ball up. They just made up for it with a bad call at the other end.
First free throw was good by Nicole. Second shot missed. Bounced into the far corner. Houston raced after it. Might have touched it. It is ruled Wildcats ball, though. Jackson Center apparently nicked it last just at the boundary below the basket. And here come the Wildcats down the floor, trailing 1-0, 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Kara Meyer to Michaela Hensley. Hensley's unguarded at the foul line. Jackson Center was soft on her, and she swished the first field goal of this game.
Well, I don't know if that's their plan, but they've let her have two open shots, and she's 1-for-2.
5:50 left to go, first quarter. Houston up 2-1. The ball thrown into the lane to Olivia Clark. Boy, she's bottled up, and Houston strikes the ball away. It's Macy Stang on the recovery. Stang down the floor to Winter, 30 feet out. Back to Stang, straight on. Here's a long three ball. Got it. Macy Stang from downtown. Boy, she's come up big in the tournament with triples. And she is deadly from long range. Two straight jumpers by Houston rip the cords. And here's Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer outside the arc on the left. Trying to fire a bullet pass down inside for Clark. It's off her fingertips, goes out of bounds. Jackson Center pressing, 10 players in backcourt at the moment. Houston leads 5-1, 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Wildcats take about 6 seconds to get it across. It goes to Macy Stang. Stang pulls up, shot fake, inside the arc, then lets one fly. Missed it off the heel. Rebound by Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer bolts down the floor. Foul line jumper while moving. No good. Rebound Olivia Clark, and she's hacked on the wrist while trying to stick it back in. Olivia's got two coming. 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Houston leads 5-1. Jackson Center yet to get a field goal. Free throw Clark missed it. Kennedy Reese on the floor now for Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center. We are amidst the Houston cheering section on the west side of the Sydney High School gymnasium behind the scorer's table. So a sea of red and white to our left and right across the way. Orange and black representing Jackson Center. A very good crowd on hand for this upper bracket sectional championship game. Second free throw by Clark. No good, off the mark as well. And Houston's got the rebound. Wildcats set up shop to her left, leading 5-1. 3.5 gone here in the first quarter. Hensley left open again. Right baseline just inside the arc. Shot it hard off the flange. Rebound down to Pauline Meyer, or I should say Cassie Meyer. Up ahead to Kennedy Reese. She pulls up inside the arc. Way short on the 16-footer. Nicole Foote, though, got the rebound, which didn't catch the rim. And as she tries to lay it in, she's banged on the shoulder, and she's awarded two. Up, Jackson Center's had four trips to the stripe, Chuck. Just one made, 25% shooting at the free throw line.
Well, they got four offensive rebounds, so yes. They're active there. They're just not putting it in the basket right now.
Nicole Foote connects on the first of two here to make it a 5-2 game. Houston, 4:20 to go, first quarter. Second free throw, Nicole. It clangs off the iron. Backboard no good. Rebound Sarah Monier. Olivia Clark's on her back. Could have been called for a foul. No whistle. Monier gets a piece of it last. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Kristen Ware checks in now for the Lady Tigers. Kristen, a 5'10 junior. Here's the ball thrown inbounds to Nicole Foote at the foul stripe. Good defense by Sarah Monier of Houston. She's chasing down Foote to the far side of the floor. Players hit the deck. It's a foul against Monier. That's a common personal. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center, far side of the court.
Well, Monier was upset she didn't get the over-the-back call down there. I think she just took it out on the ball post.
Rebecca New, the 5'9 sophomore sub on the floor now for Houston in place of Monier. Foul line, Nicole Foote for Jackson Center. Wheels and deals, banks it. Oh, it circles the rim three times. It somehow spun out. Jackson Center garnered the rebound. Or I should say Houston picked it off. Down the floor to New. Into the lane to Jarrett. Back out to New for a three try. My goodness, she banked it in from 22 feet. Well, that's been the M.O. of Rebecca New. She likes to use the board from long distance. She did right there. Scoreboard reads 8-5. That's a mistake.
8-2. He put it on the wrong side.
8-2 in favor of Houston. Jackson Center's Kennedy Reese tries to enter to the post. It's off the foot of Nicole Foote, picked up by Houston. Wildcats up 6, 3:25 to go first quarter. Hensley on the arc to New straight away. Rebecca, a good three-point shooter. Gets it down inside to Jenna Winter. Baseline, 8-foot shot. It's crammed on the play, but Jackson Center, as Kristen Ware got a big-time mitt on that ball, jamming it out of bounds. Houston will throw in just to the right of the basket. And the Jackson Center Tigers take a 30-second timeout, down 8-2 with 3:16 left in the first. I'd like to remind you about Sydney Car Care, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, right between the hospital and the drive-in. Owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Those two gentlemen have more than 40 years combined of superb car repair service. You get prompt treatment at Sydney Car Care. You receive an affordable price. And Corey and Todd are extremely honest with you about your car's needs. Sydney Car Care, formerly McLean Service for many years. Owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. 4th Avenue in Sydney, 1080 4th, between the hospital and the drive-in. You talk about excellent car repair service. You get it at Sydney Car Care. Houston basketball after the timeout by Jackson Center, and Rebecca New out near the timeline tries to throw a lengthy lob down inside for Jenna Winter. It's spoiled by Jackson Center, which picks it off. Down the floor to Esther. Esther dives into the lane. A leaner, short, no good. Rebound is popped out of bounds by Houston. Jackson Center ball to the left of the basket.
Well, that's the first time Peyton's gotten into the lane. Just left it a little short.
Tigers yet to get a field goal in this contest. 8-2 Houston. Here's a pass rifle to Cassie Meyer to Nicole Foote in the post. Back out to Esser on the arc. Got it from three-point land. Boy, you talk about moving the ball quickly from the left side of the floor to the right. It went from Cassie Meyer into the middle to Nicole Foote, and then opposite to Esther. She drained it, and then Houston in the half court is ruled to have committed an offensive push-off.
Second one on Stang. That was not good.
Well, Macy Stang, it seems like game in, game out, suffers a couple first-half fouls, one of which is borderline, and she's got to sit down right now.
Well, she's very aggressive with the ball when somebody's defending her. Esser's right on her, and she has a tendency to kind of bump her off. But it could go either way.
Yep, Wildcats are up 3, 8-5, 2:07 left first quarter. Peyton Esser, last trip down, buried a three for Jackson Center. She enters the paint here. She's well guarded. Nice dish off low on the left of Nicole Foote. Banker is up and in. Assist Peyton Esser, who made it happen by probing the paint. A minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Houston's lead is 8-7. It was 8-2. Here's Kara Meyer, top of the circle. She stumbles a little bit, falls down. The official believes contact by Kennedy Reese caused the trip up. Common foul. Houston will enter it from the far side. And now it is shifted to below the basket. Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. 8-7 in favor of Houston. Ball thrown into Michaela Hensley, 25 feet away. Ball high overhead, picks up her dribble now, gives to Rebecca New, who's tossed in a lengthy three already in this game. Hensley's got it, head of the key. She's made a field goal from two-point land so far. Here's a give and go. Jenna Winter to Rebecca New. Little sloppy, knocked free by Cassie Meyer, who strolls all the way down the floor
going to the basket, and it's a two-shot foul. Boy, Cassie shouldered the burden right there. She got the ball at the other end, and she zipped to the goal, and she earns two free throws, a chance to give Jackson Center the lead. First one, dead center. We are tied at 8. Minute 22 to go in the first.
That was the second foul on Kara Meyer also.
Four fouls totaled by Meyer and Stang of Houston, two each. Second free throw in and out. No good by Cassie Meyer. We're even up at 8. Here's a good trap by Jackson Center. They've got Rebecca New in a pickle. She does heave it cross-court successfully, though, to Sarah Monier. Monier picks up her dribble 25 feet away. Goes to Jenna Jarrett at the foul strike. Here's an errant pass intercepted by Peyton Nesser of Jackson Center.
Well, with Meyer and Stang on the bench, they are really in trouble at ball handling.
Indeed.
Right,
here's a long three, right corner, Jackson Center. Nicole Fote, strong, missed it. Weak side rebound down to Sarah Monier of Houston. Backcourt to Rebecca New. Game tied at 8, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball entered into the post to Jenna Winter. She squares up and banks it in from 8 feet out. She was pinched by a couple defenders. There was no foul. Jackson Center did not defend tightly. And Jenna had some space despite having two around her. And she scored. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Houston up 2, 10-8. Esser high right into the lane to Cassie Meyer. She spins, gives it to Fote on the arc. She overshoots badly from the right corner. Another three try by her. Not close. 7 seconds to go in the first. Houston dribbles up ahead of the key. Sarah Monier fakes right, goes left. Reach-in foul committed by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center.
Well, I think they called that on Reese, and that's going to be her second.
You're right, Chuck. It is on 4, not 24. 4.1 to go, first quarter. Far side, it's being inbounded here by Michaela Hensley into the right corner to New. New slings it, ball high over her head, and she tried to drain a line drive from 25 feet out and hit the bottom of the net as the quarter closes. Houston's up 2 after 1. Wildcats 10, Tigers 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Houston with the ball to start the second quarter. It's inbounded, three or four dribbles, knocked away, and taken down the floor by Jackson Center. Tigers with a steal, trailing by 2 points. 15 seconds into quarter number two. Cameron Elkert on the court. She had a fine game in the first meeting between the two this year. She knocked down three triples. Here's a miss in the lane by Peyton Nesser. Rebound knocked out on the arc to Cameron Elkert, about whom we just spoke. And she poured in a long three ball. And Jackson Center all of a sudden has come from behind, trailing 8-2 to lead 11-10 on the Cameron Elkert trifecta. Here's a lob pass down inside to Jess Monier of Houston by a teammate from way out on the floor. A lot of congestion in there, and Jess Monier couldn't hang on to the ball, juggled all the way to the boundary beneath the basket, out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Well, they're going to have to make an adjustment. They're going to have to put either Stang or Meyer back in one at a time to play some point guard.
And Wildcats a little out of sorts with both Stang and Meyer on the bench. Here's a three ball from the right corner by Cassie Meyer. It is no good off the heel. Long rebound, Sarah Monier. Cassie Meyer gets her hands in there and triggers a jump.
and Jackson Center will keep it. That could easily have been called a foul on Cassie Meyer.
I think Coach Allen was thinking that should have been the call.
Here's Cassie Meyer inbounds to Cameron Elkert for Jackson Center. Ball lobbed across court to Peyton Esser. She starts to drive. Threads the needle into the lane to Kristen Ware. Her left arm is grappled by Sarah Monier, who's guilty of a foul, and it's a 1-1. Yeah, Cameron Elkert had a sparkling game in the first meeting this year between the two. She had 13 points, three threes. In game two against Houston, Cassie Meyer had 16 points, four threes. 1-1 at the stripe. Ware for Jackson Center. No good. It's long.
Rebound at 9.
Wow.
The free throw line.
Here's a steal at the top of the circle by Cassie Meyer after Houston had brought it down the floor. And Cassie runs away the other end of the court, drops it in for two. Yep, Jackson Center is giving Houston difficulty. And the Wildcats are out of control. Once again, Rebecca New down the floor over the timeline into the top of the key. She stumbles to the floor, guilty of traveling.
They've got to make a decision. They've got to get somebody out there that can handle it. Well, Macy Stang is now back in the game.
Macy Stang, Jenna Winter, Jess Monier, Jenna Jarrett, Michaela Hensley on the floor for Houston. The Wildcats' difficulty the last several trips down the court, Chuck, can't get it into position to find Jenna Winter. Here's a baseline jump shot by Peyton Esser. Good from 12 feet. Outstanding cross-court skip pass by Cameron Elkert. She found Peyton Esser, and it's now 15-10, Jackson Center, midway through the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, Jackson Center is moving the ball very fluidly at its offensive end. Houston is being challenged to even get the ball comfortably up into the forecourt. And here's pressure far side of the court, but Jackson Center, as Macy Stang runs into a trap, she pulls up, doesn't get the pivot foot set. Another violation on Houston. Here's a lob pass for the Tigers to Cassie Meyer in the left corner. Here's a skip pass cross court to Peyton Esser. Shot fake, pulls up, foul line extended. Missed it short, no good. Rebound on the floor, and Macy Stang is pushed down. Olivia Clark picks it up with Bronx cheer from the Wildcats section around us.
You gotta love parents, huh?
Team foul four of Jackson Center. Houston over the limit already. Tigers are in the 1-1. Eight players in backcourt as it's inbounded on the play by Jess Monier. Backside of the timeline comes Houston, and now Jackson Center relents a little bit. Macy Stang staggers into the half court, does enter it into the lane to a teammate, Jenna Jarrett, who tries to zip it back out on the arc. No one's home. It goes out of bounds.
Timmerman's going to check in. They're trying to find a rotation that's working right now. They can't find five that aren't out of sync.
And Jenna Jarrett has seen time, the 5'8 junior. And now in Brittany Timmerman, a 5'7 junior for Houston. Here's Peyton Esser, high right. Flashing into the lane is Nicole Foch. She received the pass. Nope, she dropped it. It's on the floor. Macy Stang gobbles it up for Houston. Outside the arc on the right to Hensley. Swings it to Timmerman. Foul line left open. Jumping, shooting, off to the right. No good. Loose ball rebound collected by Nicole Foch of Jackson Center, which leads 15-10 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's a quick pass left corner. Cameron Elkert. High arching three for Jackson Center. No good. Nice rebound by Jess Monier of the Houston Wildcats. Jess, a 6-foot freshman. Up ahead to Hensley, top of the key. Into the lane to Winter. Good shot fake by her. Squares up, banks it too hard, no good. Monier's rebound. Oh my goodness. It hangs on the rim forever and comes off to Jackson Center.
That was hard luck right there.
Yep, still 15-10, our score in favor of Jackson Center.
Houston has not scored in this period. In fact, the Wildcats haven't made a point in 6.5 minutes. Here's Nicole Foote catching a pass in the lane from Esser. Turn around, Jay. No good. Off to the left. Nicole's getting the shots. She's just not connecting. Boy, Jackson Center had made a few of these jumpers and had knocked down a few more free throws. The lead would be double digits. A good overplay in the lane by Cassie Meyer, who strikes the ball free. It's loose. Peyton Esser's got it for Jackson Center. Right corner, Cameron Elkert. Quick three ball. Bullseye. She's got it. Cameron Elkert from downtown.
That didn't even make the net move.
She's got a couple triples in off the bench for Jackson Center, which is pulled ahead now by 18-10. Here's Macy Stang twirling into the lane. Gives it up baseline right to Hensley. To Winter on the post to Timmerman. Inside the arc. 16-footer short. Clangs off the rim. Nicole Foote's got the rebound on the run. Down the floor to Elkert. 10-footer baseline right. Off the iron, no. Rebound Macy Stang. 3:11 to go in the second. 18-10, Jackson Center. Stang, a stop-and-go move. Goes baseline right to Hensley. She's available from 15. Missed it, no good. Strong rebound by Houston. And Jess Monier is pulled to the hardwood. Common foul against Jackson Center. That is the team's fourth or fifth. Still not the 1-1 for the Lady Wildcats.
That was an excellent rebound by Monier that time.
Wasn't it, though? Mm. Three to play till halftime. Inbounded left corner, Macy Stang. Shot fake. Starts a drive, pulls up. Tries to shoot her pass, blocked away by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. She darts down the floor. Stang's trailing her, doesn't give up on the play, and swats it out of bounds from behind. Boy, it has been much more of a frenetic pace, Chuck, than I figured it would be.
Well, and it's more of a frenetic pace than Houston wants, I guarantee you that.
Yep, you're exactly right about that. Baseline right. Kennedy Reese inbounds on the arc. It goes to Cassie Meyer. She chucks up a long three. No good. Hits the rim. Goes high in the air. Rebound Winter. Winter down the floor to Michaela Hensley. Oh, look at that beautiful driving layup in traffic. It goes. Count it. Plus one. A foul. And Michaela's at the stripe with an add-on chance right here.
She is a very active offensive player. Sometimes she doesn't get things accomplished real well, but right now she's playing really well. She got 5 points.
Yeah, she pours in the free throw. She's having an exceptionally good game. In fact, Michaela Hensley is keeping Jackson Center in the mix. Scoreboard reads 20-10. That's not right.
No, he's correcting it. There's nothing harder than keeping score in a game that it's not a team you're used to.
Look out. Another three. Jackson Center. Pauline Meyer. Bingo. High left. A 22-footer. She drains it. 2:16 to go in the first half. Scoreboard reads 20-13. Now it says 19. I don't think either one of those is right. And as Houston brought the ball down the right side of the floor, Jackson Center got a fist on it, pounded it out of bounds.
21-13 is the score.
The officials confer, get the call correctly made. It will be Houston possession. 2:11 to go here in quarter number two. 21-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Macy Stang in backcourt. She's playing with two fouls. Kara Meyer on the bench with two. Right side Hensley into the lane to Winter. She's doubled. Back to Stang. Near left side goes to Jarrett. In the paint to Monier. Just tries to throw up a half hook shot. Body foul committed by Jackson Center in the act of shooting.
That's a nice offensive move right there. She was quick. She put it on the floor. Drew the foul.
Jess Monier for the Houston Wildcats. Fine player off the bench, just a ninth grader, 6 feet tall, and she hits the free throw to make it 21-14, Jackson Center by seven. Houston once led 8-2. Both free throws are dead on the money. Monier hits a pair, 21-15, Jackson Center's lead is six. Minute 48 to go, first half. Kennedy Reese has got the ball for Jackson Center. Left corner, Pauline Meyer back to Kennedy. Kennedy wants to swing it this side. It goes to Peyton Esser, 25 feet away. Into the right corner to Pauline Meyer. She sets and shoots a three. It hits the back iron and soars up and over the backboard, out of play. Houston will bring it down. Macy Stang re-enters for Timmerman. It's Hensley, Stang, Jess Monier, Jenna Jarrett, Jenna Winter on the court for Houston. Here's Stang barging up the right side of the floor, needs help. Releases to Jess Monier. Left corner, Jenna Jarrett. Jarrett back out to Stang, top of the key. Macy now has got to do a bulk of the ball handling along with Michaela Hensley. She's got it in the right corner. Good entry to Winter in the lane. Turns and hits the seven-footer. Michaela Hensley with a nifty little bounce pass into the post to Jenna Winter, and she finished it off. 21-17, Jackson Center by four. 58 seconds to go, second quarter. Near side pass to Esther. Esther on the bounce into the right corner to Pauline Meyer. They're trying to find Nicole Foote in the paint. Zone defense by Houston. Tigers continue to change a wing player from the left side of the floor to the right, overloading quickly against the zone. Here's Pauline Meyer trying to bounce into the paint to Kristen Ware. Knocked back out by Houston. Down to a half minute to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center leads by four. Esser, right corner, Pauline Meyer back to Payton. Jackson Center patiently attacking. Sturdy zone defense from Houston. And with 17.5 to go here in the second quarter, Jackson Center gets a timeout.
And a good timeout because he had Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert trying to check in, and he wants them out there for this last possession offensively.
You're right about that. Get three-point shooting prowess from those two young ladies. Gaffney Furniture in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Great furniture, outstanding, high-quality furniture, priced just right for you. Go to the website, GaffneyFurniture.com, for even more savings. That's Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced to meet your budget. And for your convenience, use the Gaffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Gaffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. 13 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center with the ball, up four. Peyton Esser's got the ball, top of the key. She motions again. Loops it far corner to Cameron Elkert. Here's a very high three ball with 2 seconds to go. No good. It clangs off the rim. Rebound to Jared of Houston. And the first half finishes. Well, it was the first two quarters of runs. Houston jumped out 8-2. Then Jackson Center stormed from behind to at 1 point, Chuck, take what I think was a 10-point lead.
They were up 10 at 1 point, yes.
Houston came back to edge the halftime deficit for the Wildcats to 4 at 21-17. 21-17 Tigers. Houston with some foul trouble midway through that first half, survived it to only be down by 4 at the intermission break. Coming up is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Jackson Center 21, Houston 17 after two quarters of play. Upper bracket sectional championship here at Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
The Houston Lady Wildcats survived a scoring drought of nearly 6 minutes in the middle of that first half. Trail Jackson Center by four, 21-17 at the halftime break. It could be far worse for Houston. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health, a six-year underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center has not shot fouls very well. Jenna Winter needs to get the ball more for Houston.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She only touched the ball three times in the offensive end and scored two of the three times. Speaking of free throws, 3 for 9 for Jackson Center, 3 for 3 for Houston. Rebounding is 15 each. Jackson has a 6-2 rebounding, offensive rebounding advantage. Houston, if you want to find out where the problem is, 10 turnovers in the first half. The Jackson Center turned it over 5 times. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Cameron Elker with 6 off the bench. Then they got 5 from Peyton Esser, 4 from Nicole Fote, 3 each from Cassie Meyer and Pauline Meyer. They scored 8 and 13, 21 for the first half. Houston led in scoring by Hensley, Michaela Hensley with 5. They got 4 from Jenna Winter, 3 each from Stang and Rebecca New. 2 free throws from Jess Monier, I'm sorry. And they scored 10 and 7. They trail 21-17 at the half.
We're about 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. This is an upper bracket sectional championship Division IV girls here at Sydney. The winner returns for a game in the district, the championship of the district at Tippecanoe High School next Saturday at 11 or 1. The opponent, Tri-Village or Newton. They are tangling today in another sectional championship match. The two winners collide at 11 or 1 next Saturday at Tippecanoe. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 21-17, Jackson Center over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball for junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Coming up later this afternoon, start time between 1:30 and 2 for Fort Loramie Botkins, a lower bracket sectional championship game here at Sydney, girls Division IV play. And then tonight we've got two Division IV boys sectional first rounders from Piqua High School. We are on the web at about a quarter of 7, 6:45 p.m. with game one, followed by another first rounder to follow. Tonight we've got a pair of games for you, 4 in total today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company.
as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And thanks to Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Outstanding car repair service. More than 40 years of superb car repair work between Todd and Corey. Outstanding workers, fine gentlemen, offering prompt service. They're affordably priced, very honest with you about your car's needs. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. You can call for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. And gratitude to Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. New location in Fort Loramie, no longer 20 South Main. The new spot is 700 East Park. That's across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning at the corner of 705 and Dawson Road. That's 700 East Park, new location for Primary Eye Care Associates in Fort Loramie. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverages, evening and Saturday a.m. hours. Take advantage of the outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. In fact, there are 8 doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates who take care of the vision and eye health of our families, our friends, and communities in West Central Ohio. Local Equipment in Jackson Center underwrites this halftime segment, our student athlete spotlight part of our presentation. Local promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast nearly 10 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Today, here in this girls' sectional championship game, we acknowledge our seniors playing for both Jackson Center and Houston. For the Lady Wildcats, Michaela Hensley, a senior, as are Jenna Winter and Macy Stang. For the Jackson Center Tigers, seniors are Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, and Nicole Fote. 6 seniors in all, outstanding players on the floor, excellent students in the classroom. Under the spotlight today in our student athlete spotlight segment, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Possession, Houston Wildcats, as we start play here in the third quarter. Right away, Houston works it down inside to Sarah Monier, who misses a 5-foot bank shot. Rebound, Wildcats, though, in the left corner. It's Monier again overshooting. Michaela Hensley scrapes the rebound off the hardwood low in the right. She's amidst some traffic, and she's out of bounds with the ball.
Yeah, well, she was stuck, and she tried to pivot out of there and got a foot on the end line.
20 seconds gone here in the third quarter, 21-17, 4-point lead here for Jackson Center. Tigers have got the ball straight away between the circles. It is Nicole Fote in the right corner. Here's a step back three for her. No good off to the left. She cannot find the range. Cassie Meyer tries a triple. It rim, no good. Loose ball rebound. Pauline Meyer scraps for it, gets it over to Cassie. Good wraparound pass on the interior to Olivia Clark. It is dangling off the iron. It's no good. Eventually rebounded by Macy Stang, who sprints out of there with it. And she's nearly tackled from behind by a Tiger player. Each team misfiring in the first minute, third quarter.
Well, Olivia Clark just got shoved to the ground on the rebound, not seen by the official.
It's become physical. Jackson Center up 4. Here's Houston deep in the right corner. Michaela Hensley. Kara Meyer starts the second half with 2 fouls. High right, Sarah Monier has got it. Macy Stang on the court with a pair of personals. Deep right corner, Michaela Hensley steps inside the arc, hurls up a long two, missed it, no good. Offensive rebound, Macy Stang, no good. Sarah Monier back up, fouled on the shoulder, and she earns two at the stripe. We'll see who gets to the bonus first. Jackson Center did in the first half, but really didn't take advantage. Made only 3 of 9 at the stripe. Here's the foul shot, but Sarah Monier nailed in the act of shooting. The first is strong, no good. Still 21-17, 4-point lead for Jackson Center. Sarah again, swish, 21-18, 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Tigers continue to get good looks in the flow of the offense. Jackson Center just not shooting it real well from the floor or free throw line. Houston fortunate to be down by only 3. Top of the circle, Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. Loops it right corner to Cassie Meyer. She's doubled into the lane to Nicole Foote. Around Sarah Monier, over, shoots wildly. Long rebound, though, to Pauline Meyer. She gives it up, gets it back. Into the lane to Clark, broken up by Houston. It's on the baseline. Good save. Michaela Hensley swatted that ball back into Macy Stang. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Jackson Center up 3. Hensley on the arc, straight away to Kara Meyer. Left side, Macy Stang starts to work on Pauline Meyer, pulls up in the corner. Out high to Monier. Bullock pass into the lane to Stang. Baseline right to Hensley. A looper from 8 feet away. Good! Outstanding ball movement by Houston. They shared it nicely. 21-20, Jackson Center up 1. Deep left corner, Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Tigers beat the Wildcats twice in the regular season, the second meeting very close, only a 5-point difference. It was a 1-point game at the end of 3. Here's Peyton Esser forcing a lengthy 3. It's off to the right, no good, and Houston snares the rebound. Stang in backcourt, up to Kara Meyer. Houston down 1, Hensley baseline right. Well, Michaela's played a fine game. Foul line extended right to Stang, back to Hensley. She goes baseline. She's out of bounds with the ball as the result of a push from Cassie Meyer. Team foul 3 on the Lady Tigers already in 3 minutes. 21-20 Jackson Center. Kara Meyer inbounding below the rim to Hensley to Stang. Back to Hensley. Pulls up, shoots the 15-footer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound tipped to Nicole Foote. Foul against Houston. Over the shoulder, Kara Meyer, number 3. And here comes Rebecca New back on the court for the Wildcats. 21-20, Jackson Center in the lead over Houston. Upper bracket sectional championship here at Sydney. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center starting the second half, Chuck, much like it started the game, not able to find the range from the field. Here's a 3-pointer by Pauline Meyer. Look out! Just as I say that, Pauline lofts in a long, high arching skyscraper, and it swirls down through the net. 24-20 on the 3 by Pauline. Here's Houston working hard in the lane. It's Jenna Winter, a turnaround 8-foot J. She muscles it up there, no good. A body foul by Jackson Center. Yep, something the Wildcats only got done infrequently in the first half. That was posting up Jenna Winter. And you can bet head coach Brad Allen made that a subject of conversation during the halftime break.
Well, it tells you something. When she has not, that's her first trip to the free throw line. Usually she's there 10, 12 times a game.
Jenna hits the foul shot. Second one off to the right. No good. Rebound taken down by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. 4:19 to go in the third quarter. 24-21 in favor of Jackson Center, which gets a fine pass down inside from Esser, low on the right to Nicole Foote. That was the result of good navigation of the lane, but Peyton Esser, as she got down deep inside the Houston defense, made 2 players jump her, dished it off to Foote, and Jackson Center's up by 5, 26-21 with 4:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Here's Houston out at the top of the key. A pass by Sarah Monier to Stang. Good overplay by Pauline Meyer, who got a fist on the ball, drove it off a Wildcat player. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Yep, the Tigers so often in this game have made passes difficult for Houston to complete, especially well out on the floor. Here's Esser steering into the right corner, on top to Pauline Meyer, baseline left to Cassie, in the lane to Nicole Foat, turn around, bank shot, no, rebound right back to Nicole. Foul line, Esser. A reach-in steal by Macy Stang. She's called for a slap-down foul, her third, and that's a tough one on Macy.
Well, with Meyer and her picking up third fouls quickly here in the third quarter, that's not good.
3:36 left to go in the third period. Here's Meyer coming off a screen. Cassie lets it go. Line drive shot way short. Rebound Houston. The player falls down. Jackson Center picks up the loose ball. Esser in and out on the 12-footer. It's highly physical right now. Both teams playing for a coveted sectional championship. 26-21, Jackson Center leads. Houston down the floor. Here's Sarah Monier out back with an 18-footer. No good off the flange. Rebound, Jenna Winter, fouled on the floor by Jackson Center, the team's sixth. 3:06 left in the third. 26-21, Jackson Center up five. Rebecca New inbounding low in the right. Fires to Macy Stang on the arc, and it's smacked out of bounds by Pauline Meyer, who has really hustled hard throughout this game. A double plus for effort for Pauline. Ball inbounded by Houston, low on the left, and it's Macy Stang who shook loose. She got the inbounds pass and laid it in.
I don't know how you lose the best player on an inbounds play under your basket.
26-23, Jackson Center up three, 2:50 left to go in the third quarter. Good shot fake, right corner by Cassie Meyer. Pulls up inside the arc, missed the 16-footer. Rebound down to Houston, knocked away by Esser, and the Wildcats recover. Boy, Nicole Foat took a spill going for that rebound. Here's a steal by Peyton Esser in backcourt of Stang, but the whistle blows. What do we have? Is that on Macy Stang trying to get it back?
I think they called it on Peyton.
Or is it on Peyton Esser?
Yeah, she won a one at the other end.
But the officials, yes, will stroll down to this end to shoot the one and one after the timeout. The foul was indeed called on Esser, not Stang. 2:35 left in the third. Jackson Center clings to a three-point lead over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We are back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Some confusion about who should be possessing the basketball and whether or not there was a foul called. The scoreboard shows four on Macy Stang.
They changed it.
Oh, my goodness. It was called on Macy and not Peyton Esser. That is really tough to take for Houston. But Peyton Esser made a steal, and apparently Stang bumped her trying to get it back. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center. And Macy Stang, 12.5 points a game for the Wildcats, is on the bench. Here's a long three ball, right corner by Esser for Jackson Center. No good. Rebound ricochets out to the timeline to Cassie Meyer. 2:19 left in the third. Tigers up three. Meyer's double team into the lane to Olivia Clark. She goes hard to the basket, blocked, but a foul by Houston. 2:13 left to go here in the third. 26-23 in favor of Jackson Center. Clark's got a pair coming up. She dips the knees, and she's got it. Kara Meyer has got three fouls for Houston. Macy Stang with four.
That's huge. That was a huge change during the timeout. Olivia Clark eyes the bucket, got it again. And Jackson Center's up five. Here's Rebecca New in backcourt for Houston. Flings a pass to the timeline under pressure over the head of Sarah Monier. Out of bounds it goes. Tigers ball. Boy, the pressure from Jackson Center, the difference in this game. Too many floor mistakes from Houston.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't have any rooting interest. We like both teams, but that was a strange turnaround call right there.
Here is Peyton Nesser, 25 feet away for Jackson Center, on top to Kennedy Reese. Deep right corner, Cassie Meyer back to Kennedy. Now to Cassie. 1:50 left to go in the third. Jackson Center nursing a five-point cushion. Here's Peyton Nesser out high. Attempted steal by Hensley. No. Ball looped right corner. Cassie Meyer starts to work on Winter. Back to Reese. To Meyer in the corner. Big possession here. Here's Clark in the lane. Dribbled off her foot. It's loose. Sarah Monier's got it for Houston. Backcourt to Kara Meyer. Dribbles up the floor into the right corner. Looking for Hensley. On the arc, it goes to Sarah Monier. Pulls up inside the arc. Let's go along. Two-pointer. Good. Sarah Monier cans a 19-footer. Sarah shooting the ball nicely. 28-25. Jackson Center's lead is three.
That was a huge basket for Houston.
Sure was. Minute seven to go, third period. Jackson Center was denied a goal last trip down. Could have gone up seven. Houston countered with a two-pointer. It's a three-point game. Right side of the floor, it is Cassie Meyer. Now to Esser, head of the key. She starts a drive. What do we have? Three-second call on Jackson Center or a foul. Clark used the elbow to create space. She fended off a Houston defender. Coming back in now for the Wildcats is Jess Monier. So it's Jenna Jarrett coming to the sideline. Jess Monier, the ninth grader. Jenna Winter, the senior, down low. Sarah Monier, Kara Meyer, Michaela Hensley. Round out the five for Houston. Here's Kara dribbling up to the timeline. Here's a moving screen set by Michaela Hensley, and it's caught by the referee. That's a very good call.
That was the absolutely correct call, no matter all the people screaming around me.
46 seconds to go in the third quarter. That's another turnover, Wildcats. 28-25, Jackson Center. Here's Peyton Nesser, 25 feet away. Right side to Cameron Elkert, who's made two threes in this game. Cameron whips a pass right corner to Cassie Meyer. Back to Cameron. Cameron hangs on. They try to overload against the zone. Is it a zone or man by Houston?
They're playing a zone.
Yep, that's what I thought. Kara Meyer manning the point on the zone defense for Houston. 10 seconds to go in the third. Cassie Meyer looks at the clock. Reverses it to Peyton. Six to go. Peyton foul line. Cameron, three-point range. It is short, no good. Tip up, folk, no good. And the third quarter finishes. Jackson Center, 28. Houston, 25. It's going to go right down to the last minute, as we predicted. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North West State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. Upper bracket sectional championship, girls division four. Jackson Center Tigers start the fourth and final quarter with Cameron Elkert, Nicole Foat, Kristen Ware, Cassie Meyer, and Peyton Nesser on the floor for Houston.
It's Jess Monier, Jenna Winner, Sarah Monier, Macy Stang, and Kara Meyer. Stang and Meyer, seven fouls between them, four on Macy. Dribbling midcourt with the ball, Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the right to Cassie Meyer. Good high low, lobbing down inside, caught the Ware. Bank shot from 5 feet, got it, and a foul. Well done after the quarter break, but Jackson Center, which spurts to a five-point lead.
Well, they overloaded a side. They cleared the side down there for Ware. Nice pass into her. Did a great job of being strong going up.
And Kristen Ware buries the free throw to lift the Tigers to a six-point lead. 15 seconds gone here in the fourth. Macy Stang dribbles up over the timeline for Houston. She's 25 feet away, hangs on, goes to Sarah Monier on the arc. Sarah looks for a pick and roll with Jenna Winter, trying to find her. It now goes to Stang on the arc. Foul strike. Now Kara Meyer, 25 feet away. Bracketed down inside is Jenna Winter. She's got a player left, a player right. Here's Kara Meyer. High right, three-point shot. She fell backwards, left it shy of the mark, no good. Rebound, Karams to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center, which is up six with 7:02 to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Cassie, far right. She throws to a cutter. Nicole Foates spoiled on the play by Stang. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Michaela Hensley back in for Houston. Macy Stang out.
Three offense defense, I think, right now with her four fouls.
Here's Peyton Esser lobbing into Foates. Good shot fake. Top of the key. Into the lane. Blocked on the play by Monier. Picked up by Cameron Elkins. Here's a long three-pointer. Good. She makes it from way downtown. And a foul is called. Count the goal by Cameron Elkert. She's got three triples in this game. She made three long-range bombs in the first meeting between these two this season. And she just dropped in another one. And the foul was called on a Houston player against Nicole Foate, who apparently had set the screen.
Yep, she shoved her way through it, and that was what the call was. But I don't think it's one and one. I think that was only the 16th foul.
You're right, Chuck. I was curious as to why Nicole was on the free throw line, unless it is team foul seven. A timeout has been called early on here in the fourth. Jackson Center now has surged ahead by nine at 34-25. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to assist small businesses in the area. He provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time at 937-538-6948. That's Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville for prompt on-time high-tech computer solutions.
Well, that was the 17th foul. They got a chance to have a five-point play with a couple of free throws here.
Indeed they do. A chance to take the lead from 6 to 11. Cameron Elkert sank the three. Nicole Foate was flattened while setting a screen to free up Cameron. And Nicole Foate drains the first free throw. It is a 10-point game all of a sudden. 6:54 to go in the fourth. The second shot is on the way by Foate. Hits the back iron. Hits the back iron again. And the rebound is yanked down by Jenna Winter of Houston. Somehow, some way, the Wildcats have got to find Jenna Winter in the lane. She has been bracketed all day long by Jackson Center. 35-25, Winter at the foul line. Houston down 10, 6.5 to go. Outside the paint on the left, it's Winter. Foul stripe, Jess Monier. Thought about shooting. Now goes to Winter. To Macy Stang. To Jess Monier, who backs behind the free throw line. Misfires from 17. Macy gets the long rebound. Chucks up a three and swishes it. It counts, and we've got a foul away from the action against whom? It's a good field goal by Houston, and maybe a foul on Jackson Center, very similar to what happened a moment ago at the other end. Michaela Hensley was plowed to the ground. I think the personal's called against Cameron Elkert. That occurred during the shot to make it a 7-point game. And it's a 1-1 situation for Houston. And the free throw by Michaela Hensley hits the front rim, crawls over, and goes down through the cylinder. And the 10-point Jackson Center lead is 6. Second free throw, Michaela. Up and in again. How about that turn of events, Chuck?
I have never seen that, and I've seen it twice in the last 15 seconds.
A 4-point play, a 5-point play in a very short stretch of time here in the fourth quarter. 6:13 to go in the fourth. The Jackson Center 10-point lead, just like that, shaved in half. 35-30. Tigers on top. Here's a crossover dribble by Esser into the lane. She leans in and scores, and she's fouled. Oh, that's a heck of a play.
Well, they've gone man-to-man, and they can't guard her man-to-man.
Now, Peyton will cut up the man defense for sure, as she did right there. A good herky-jerky move on the arc. Shook free from her defender, and she had open space below the foul stripe, hit the runner, made the shot, free throw her, good.
This is the Esser. Most multiple scoring possessions I think I've seen in a row in any game I've ever watched.
Yep, a 4-point play, a 5-point play, a 3-point play in the stretch of 20 seconds.
And that was the fourth foul on Meyer also.
Kara's got 4. Macy Stang's got 4. The lead for Jackson Center back out to 8. 38-30. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Oh, good high-low action. Oh, what a feed down inside by Jess Meiner. But Macy Stang missed the gimme.
Wow.
From point-blank range. It hit the backboard, the rim, and bounded away to Jackson Center. Tough break for the Wildcats. Where could Esser go? Driving down the left side of the lane. Overshoots. Rebound back up and in. Nicole Folt. No, Kristen Ware. Going to work in the glass. She has come up big off the bench in this game for Jackson Center. She's got a chance to add a free throw as Jackson Center's back up 10 again, 40-30.
These are amazing runs. Watch out, please.
5 minutes, 34 seconds left to go in this game. Kristen Ware for the 3-point play chance. It is no good off the flange. Rebound to Jenna Winter, backcourt to Michaela Hensley. Now to Macy Stang. It's going to be up to Macy Stang and Jenna Winter to do their stuff. Here's Hensley, 20 feet out on the arc. Top of the key, Kara Meyer, 5:18 to go. Near side Hensley. They give her room, and what do we have? Foul down inside. Jenna Winter being held to Jackson Center. 1-1 for Winter as Rebecca New checks back in for Houston.
Houston needs to change how they're attacking this because they're trying to get the ball down to Winter, but they've got Hensley doing it, and that means Cassie Meyer is just playing front defense down there and daring her to shoot the basketball. They need to put a shooter on that side and enter the ball down.
There you go. Right. Free throw, Jenna Winter, nothing but net. She's got it. 9-point game, 40-31. Second free throw, Winter, in again. All court. Perfect. 5:12 to go now. Clock running, 40-32. Jackson Center by 8. Esser forecourt right to Cassie Meyer. Rebecca New on her tightly. Jackson Center running the weave. Team fouls 9 each way. Both clubs in the double bonus. Here's Cassie Meyer, 20 feet out. Hands off to Nicole Folt. Flings it on top to Paulie Meyer. Jackson Center spreading the floor. Here's Peyton Esser dribbling hard to the foul line. Triggers a shot. It's around and out to the right. Good look for Peyton. Rebound Houston. Wildcats need to capitalize. Here's Michaela Hensley, forecourt right. Almost stolen by Esser, who got a fist on it and drove it out of bounds into the Wildcats bench. 4:35 left to be played here in the fourth. 40-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Inbounding as Michaela Hensley looks, gets it to Macy Stang in the right corner. Back to Hensley. Stang, right corner, lobbing down inside to Winter. Winter on the baseline, can't hang on. Good defense by Jackson Center. Jenna loses control, out of bounds to the Tigers. Chuck, that's simply very good defense surrounding Jenna Winter.
They've done a great job because they're trying to get it down to her, and they're just bracketing and they can't get it in.
Here's Nicole Fote at midcourt catching the pass, and her arm is grabbed by Rebecca New, who went for the steal. Double bonus Jackson Center.
which is up 8, 40-32.
It's going to be a free throw shooting contest the rest of the game, I think.
Double bonus each way. Here's Nicole Fote, dips the knees, eyes the basket, missed it strong, no good.
Well, she's gone there for 3 2-shot fouls, and she's 1 for 2 on each one, so that she should make this.
Let's see if that trend holds true. Macy Stang back on the floor for Houston. Shot by Nicole, front rim, backboard, and in.
I did good in statistics.
You nailed it. 41-32, Jackson Center by 9. Here's Michaela Hensley running down the floor. On her hip is Cassie Meyer, who fouls. Contact with the Tigers. Whistle against Jackson Center. Double bonus, Michaela Hensley for Houston.
She's 3 for 3 from the line.
4:16 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Michaela, up and in. Wildcats have shot fouls better than Jackson Center. That's keeping Houston within reach of Jackson Center at this point. Second shot, Michaela, right on target once more. 7-point game, 41-34. Jackson Center leads. Here's Peyton Esser motoring down the floor. Circles the wagons back out near the timeline. Being chased by Kara Meyer. Peyton between the circles. Ball whipped into the right corner. Nicole Fote. Here's a long step back three. Might have been a little too hasty. Rebound weak side. But Jackson Center knocked away from Cassie Meyer by Sarah Monier, who cannot recover it in the corner. Out of bounds to the Tigers.
Boy, they had a count on that time when she went within 15 feet of her.
Ball lobbed in midcourt to Peyton Esser. She leaps, makes a catch, over guarding against Michaela Hensley of Houston. Well, we are quickly approaching 25 fouls in this half, and we've still got 3:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Double bonus, Peyton Esser, Jackson Center. Dips the knees, high-arching shot, nothing but net. 42-34, Jackson Center up 8.
I don't know if there's any restaurants in Houston, but these officials probably don't want to eat there tonight after the game.
Second shot by Peyton. It is good again. Whoops, we've got a whistle. Peyton's...
She does that.
Yeah, her follow-through carried a foot over the line too soon. Lane violation. Here is Houston in backcourt. It goes to Sarah Monier at the timeline. Left side to Kara Meyer on the arc. 8-point game. 3:42 to go. Ball whipped to Macy Stang in the paint. She catches, turns, a push off against Jackson Center. Macy Stang, double bonus. And these whistles, Chuck, are stopping the clock, helping Houston. Free throw by Macy on the way. Rolling all around and coming off. A little flat. A lot of spin. It wouldn't stay down. Macy trying number 2. It's on the way. Front rim, backboard, and good. 42-35. Jackson Center's lead is 7. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. Pressure by Houston in backcourt. Here's Cassie Meyer being challenged by Hensley. Cassie still dribbles. Splits a couple defenders. Foul line. Bounce pass low on the right for Ware. Intercepted by Jackson, by Houston. Good play by Macy Stang. Long three try, Wildcats by Sarah Monier. No good. Rebound winner. Up strong. Might have been fouled. No call. Kristen Ware comes off with it for Jackson Center. Long pass down the floor for Pauline Meyer. Intercepted by Macy Stang. And a foul by Pauline over the shoulder in her anxiety to get the ball back. And after all that, we're down to 3:11 to go. It's a 7-point game, 42-35 in favor of Jackson Center.
And imagine this, we're shooting free throws.
Macy Stang at the stripe, double bonus. It is no good, way off to the right. Houston's got to make every foul shot from here on out. That one by Macy rattles and stays home. And we've got a timeout by Houston, a 6-point game. 3:11 remaining. Houston has played this game pretty handicapped with Kara Meyer and Macy Stang in foul difficulty from the get-go. We'll return in a half minute, 6-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Just over 3 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Possession, Jackson Center, 10 players in backcourt, press applied by Houston. Here's a long run out. Here's a 60-foot baseball pass down the floor to Pauline Meyer. She catches over the shoulder, then veers to the sideline, and we've got a timeout by Jackson Center now. We're down to 3:05 to go in the game, 42-36 in favor of Jackson Center, and we will keep it right here during this full timeout. And let you know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie, which has been a fixture in the community since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, plus the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. Sit back, relax, enjoy a tasty appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. This spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Well, here's Jackson Center trying a dangerous lob pass in the half court, and Houston steals it. Now we've got a loose ball. Oh, what a play by Pauline Meyer. She dug it off the floor, flipped it blindly to Peyton Esser. Esser gives it up to Foote, back to Esser. Another timeout called by Jackson Center to save that possession because the Tigers were hemmed in the corner of the floor. And it seems like we've been playing for a half an hour here, Chuck. Only half minute has gone off the clock.
Well, it's a good thing they won state in volleyball because Pauline Meyer had her first dig of the night here playing basketball.
Oh, she sure did. That was a fine play by Pauline right there.
Yeah, well, she got the ball to Esser, and then Peyton had the heads up because she was trapped, and none of her players were down on her end of the court, so she called the timeout.
And so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. These anchors, Wilson Health, Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy, McDowell Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass now in Fort Loramie, new location on Elm Street. As AAG Inc. has moved from Clayton to Fort Loramie in Shelby County on Elm Street in the community of Fort Loramie. 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 6. Ball thrown into the backcourt. Again, a hustle play by Pauline Meyer, who circled it, got it. She blitzes up the right side of the floor. Passes to Esser, deflected into backcourt by Macy Stang. Esser retrieves. Here's Peyton running away from Houston players. She's doubled near the timeline. Houston's going to have to foul eventually, but the Wildcats want to take at least a half minute here in hopes of getting a steal. Esser foul strike. Bounce pass low on the right for Ware. It is rolling away from her. Picked up by Houston. Let's see what's been called. The Wildcat player, Kara Meyer, in a tug of war with Jackson Center, and it was ruled a travel on Houston. Baseline, right of the basket. Cassie Meyer flings it to Pauline Meyer, head of the key, guarded by Hensley. Outside the arc to Cassie, dribbling through the foul stripe area. A weave to Nicole Foote. Stolen! Nice play by Kara Meyer, who flicked it. Kara up ahead to Hensley in the right corner. They want to go to winner in the paint. Jenna's got it. Muscles up from 7 feet. Missed it. No good. Might have been a foul. No call. Rebound, Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. Minute 50 to go here in the game. Peyton Esser at midcourt. Jackson Center still up 6. Here's a collision at the foul line. Kara Meyer
got in the path of the ball handler, Peyton Esser, and that's five on Kara.
Yes, he just kind of got stuck in no man's land. That was a tough foul on her, but that was the correct call.
Kara Meyer and Macy Stang got in foul difficulty early for Houston. Wildcats have been handicapped ever since. As a result, Kara is out. Macy Stang on the floor still with four. A minute 46 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Peyton Esser misfires at the stripe. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Double bonus, second shot. Peyton Esser on the way. It's way short. Rebound tipped away to Rebecca New of Houston. Wildcats still with life. New pulls up on the arc, lets it go. A long three-pointer off to the right, no good. Rebounded by Olivia Clark. Backcourt to Cassie Meyer. Hensley shoulder to shoulder with her. Cassie fakes right, goes left. Oh, she shuffled. Yep. Up the miscues by Jackson Center. Keep giving Houston opportunities.
They've had some life.
Here's Hensley, 30 feet away for Houston, which is down six. A minute 24 to go. Long lob, down inside to Winter. Winter's free. Shot blocked, but a foul. Good look by Houston from out on the arc. Nice feed by Michaela Hensley. Jenna was clobbered from the backside. Two big free throws for her. It is up and in. She's got it. She's a 70% foul shooter. She drained that one. 42-37. Jackson Center up five. Make it four. Winner hits again. Minute 19 to go. Full court pressure. Esser in backcourt. Up over the timeline against Hensley. Esser to the foul stripe. Runs it back to the timeline. Now circling. Gives it up to Nicole Foote, 30 feet away. 105 to go. Esser crosses over. Starts to go toward the basket. Loops it outside the arc to Kennedy Reese, who's back on the floor now for Jackson Center. 25 feet away to Cassie Meyer. Rebecca New comes out and challenges. A little push, a foul. Double bonus. Tigers, 55.7 to go.
Well, Jackson Center has gone back to missing free throws again here in the fourth quarter.
Cassie Meyer, double bonus. Tigers up four. Cassie shoots and swishes. 50, or I should say 43-38 in favor of the black-shirted Jackson Center Tigers.
That's only the fourth point for Cassie Meyer.
Yep, she had 32 in the regular season meetings, 16 each game. And it's been a goal of Houston to slow her down today. Wildcats have done just that. Cassie drains two foul shots. Here's nearly a steal by Jackson Center in backcourt. Macy Stang's got the ball. Flipped it up the right side to Hensley. Houston down to six. 40 seconds to go. Here's New on the arc. Ball high overhead. That is Sarah Monier. Pass toward Winter. Tipped away. Reese has got the loose ball for Jackson Center. 34 seconds to go. Flipped up ahead to Cassie Meyer. Lob to Esser. Foul New against Cassie Meyer, who's got the double bonus. Jackson Center's up six. 28.9 remaining. Cassie Meyer toes the free throw line for Jackson Center. Here's the shot in the air. Up, and it is swished. Up, Cassie Meyer coming to the rescue. Three straight free throws for Jackson Center to push the Tigers' lead from four out to seven. Second shot by Cassie. On the way, got it. Wow. Oh, the Tigers coming up big at the free throw line in the form of Cassie Meyer. When the shots count the most.
Made the mistake of fouling the wrong girl. They didn't really have a lot of choices.
Congratulations to Cassie. Here's Rebecca New. A long skyscraper three ball. 27-footer hard. No good. 15 seconds left. Rebound Jackson Center. Stolen. The Sarah Monier layup. Got it. 11.9 to go. 46-40. Timeout Houston. Chuck will keep it here. Wildcats with a last gasp effort, trailing by six, and under 10 seconds to go here in the fourth. Obviously, Houston needs a steal, a three-point play. No matter how you make it, they need 2 3-point plays and a couple of steals,
right,
or 5-second out-of-bounds calls.
somehow, someway, Houston's got to get their hands on the ball twice in the final several seconds.
Because the bad part is, even if you foul now and they missed both free throws, you still got to go the length of the court.
Yep.
They don't have enough time to do that, so they need a steal down at this end. But once they inbound the ball, they have no choice but to foul. They can't let any time go off the clock.
Let's give Jackson Center a lot of credit. The interior defense, Nicole Foat, Olivia Clark, Kristen Ware against Jenna Winter. It's been outstanding. And Krista Ware's made some very key points in this game for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I normally, at this point in the game, I can tell you who's going to be the Clancy's player of the game. I'm going to have to think about it.
Yeah. It's a toss-up for sure.
Well, on the other side, Michaela Hensley.
Right. I was mistaken. I said less than 10 seconds to go. The scoreboard clock had gone off. 11.9 remaining. Houston tips the inbounds pass. Almost gets it. It rolls away, though, to Cassie Meyer. And as she dashes up the floor, she's fouled. We're down to 9 remaining. 46-40 in favor of Jackson Center. And again, the Wildcats have fouled the hot shooter. Kudos to Cassie Meyer. She's knocked down 4 in a row here at crunch time for the orange and black, and that might have been the 5th foul on Rebecca New of Houston.
It was. But she's been kind of the designated fouler here in the fourth quarter. So,
yeah. Chuck, we are darn near 30 fouls committed in the second half of this game. Just the second half, 30 personal fouls. And here's Cassie Meyer, miss automatic at the free throw line. She pours in another one.
I think she got herself a meal with that one.
Wow. You talk about extremely critical free throw shooting. Ice water in her veins. Cassie Meyer calmly steps back to the stripe, and it's in again. Now, Cassie Meyer had not done much in terms of point production till the final half minute of this game, and she's poured in 6 straight free throws. Here is Macy Stang down the floor for Houston, into the lane with 4 seconds left, missed the 5-footer. Hensley got the rebound, no good. Sarah Munger got the rebound, no good, and it's all over. The Houston Wildcats fall to the Jackson Center Tigers, who advance to a district championship game next Saturday at 11:01 against the Newton Tri-Village winner. Congrats to the Jackson Center Tigers, who were mighty good in the last minute of this game to make the free throws needed to win it. And the defense by Jackson Center on Jenna Winter was superior here today. It was excellent, and that was the difference in the game. Plus, Jackson Center applied just enough pressure to force Houston into many mistakes. Thus, the Wildcats could not get the ball comfortably into the forecourt often enough to get Winter the basketball. And the district champs, the Jackson Center Tigers, it's now photo op time down to a right. Congrats to Jackson Center. It's a club that's been coming on strong. Suffered a swoon offensively in the middle of the season when the Tigers didn't shoot it very well at all. But Jackson Center got off to a very good start to open the campaign. And the Tigers have rolled here late. In fact, 8 wins in 9 games now for Jackson Center. The only setback during that stretch of time was on February 4th at Fort Loramie when they fell to the Redskins by 21. But it's been since the 24th of January when Jackson Center lost a second game. The Tigers were beaten by Versailles on the Tigers' floor by 15 on January 23rd. But since that point in time, Chuck, over the last, a good 4 weeks of basketball, Jackson Center's lost just once and has won 8 times over that period. Tigers now advance to 18-7 on the year and pull the hat trick here today. Tough to do. Clean sweep over Houston 3-0 this season.
Well, I thought that it was a hard game. Boy, each team just banged the other one. But there was just a little too much. Jackson Center had twice. They had good runs that pushed the lead into double figures. And Houston just couldn't come back from that the second time.
And Houston was handicapped early on for sure. Foul trouble. Macy Stang, Kara Meyer had to sit some minutes. And Houston got off to a very good start at the beginning of the game, led 8-2. Jackson Center then bolted ahead
by at least 9 in that second quarter of action. Houston made a run, got it back to 21-17 at the end of the first half. Houston could never pull even in the second half of this game. Jackson Center was up by 3 at the end of 3. And great free throw shooting down the stretch by Cassie Miner, enabling Jackson Center to win this game by 8 points, 48-40. Chuck, a quick look at the scorebook. How about that? Jackson Center had no one, not a player, in double figures.
No, but they had Esser with 9. They had Elker with 9. They had Cassie Meyer with 9. They had Nicole Fote with 8. They had 6 from Pauline Meyer. And they had Kristen Ware, who came off the bench, scored 5 points in the fourth quarter. But the Clancy's player of the game for her free throws at the end and handling the basketball. Cassie Meyer on the other side. Hensley had 11, and they got 10 from Stang and 9 from Winter. But Michaela Hensley is the Clancy's player of the game for Houston, so it's Cassie Meyer and Michaela Hensley.
Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Understand that the Anna Lady Rockets in Girls Division 3 are being thumped right now by Miami East by 13 points, believe it or not, at the halftime break. 30-17. 30-17 at Franklin Monroe. It is Miami East over Anna. Anna beat Miami East by 6 in the regular season at Miami East, but it's not happening today. Anna's got to make a big comeback to pull that game out of the fire.
40-28 with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Rockets are 7-26 from the floor in the game.
My goodness.
Thanks to Joe Knees for that information.
Yep, sometimes shooting touch wanes in tournament time when the pressure is on. Anna didn't shoot it well coming down the stretch at the end of the regular season, and the shooting woes have extended into this big tournament game today against Miami East. Chuck, you mentioned the fine scoring from Jackson Center. Nobody in double digits, but good balance. That has been a trademark for the Tigers during this great run of 8 wins in 9 games.
Well, yeah, there's just so many people that you have to defend, and Cameron Elker came out and hit a couple of huge threes, and Pauline Meyer hit a couple of threes. You know, they had some contributions from girls that they need help from. And they played well enough to win the basketball
game. And again, a big congratulations to the Jackson Center Tigers, 18-7 now on the year. They'll play for a district title at 11-1 next Saturday at Tippecanoe against either Tri-Village or Newton. Houston concludes the campaign 11-14, having lost to Jackson Center 3 times. Congratulations to Brad Allen and his Lady Wildcats for advancing all the way to the sectional championship here today against Jackson Center. This reminder, we will go offline for about 8 or 10 minutes, offline for about 8 or 10 minutes, then return online with a short pregame prior to the start of our second sectional championship game here today at Sydney between favored Fort Loramie and Botkins. That is coming up next. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, the final score of game one here today, Jackson Center wins the upper bracket sectional title over Houston 48-40.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.